Hey, what's up, everybody? Sorry about the delay on this episode. We had some setbacks we weren't expecting, but we apologize greatly. And here you go. This is actually the second half of the episode that we recorded with Rob Smith and Darren Hillis, my father-in-law, and this is we after we got done recording the serious part about fatherhood. We kind of never really stopped recording and just talked for a good, I don't know, 55 minutes or so. But here's most of that. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was just hilarious to me. Two of the coolest guys I know, funniest guys I know. So yeah, just give it a listen. Hope you enjoy.
Man, that sucks, dude. I mean, that sucks. It's awesome. We've been going for an hour and 4 minutes.
Good, you can edit out all the stupid stuff. Yeah, I think we ought to start from the beginning. You know how you guys do the little deal in the beginning, and then some music. I think we need to do some kind of introduction and kick it off somehow. And I have no ideas, but I just feel like that's necessary. Yeah, because we kind of tapered into that so long and slow that.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
are going to be.
We quiet. Had that conversation.
What is like, this?
Yeah,
I think I'm
yeah.
listening in someone's living room or something right now.
Yeah. Can I do like a Chevy truck voice in the beginning?
Sure, why not?
Fathers, sometimes when a man needs to be a man, he has a child and then he takes him in a truck, and the truck's name is Chevrolet, and that's because it's a chicken farmer who had a chicken that wouldn't lay eggs and. The farmer said, "Did she ever lay?"
If we don't stop him,
another farmer said, "Nope, she never did."
And we have it.
There we go.
Man, I had another question, but it'll be another 45 minutes.
Those are my cheeks rattling. Give me the first two-part episode.
Yeah, it could be.
Can we go now?
That will get edited.
That was my urine glass.
Whoa!
What?
Don't mix your urine glass up with your water glass. You gonna edit that?
That's
from Creek versus Wild. Have you seen that YouTube video, kids?
No.
Oh, that's our favorite, isn't it? Used to be. Craig versus Wild. Some barks are edible. Craig versus Wild is a little guy that lives with his mom.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of living with mom, huh? Well, I don't think anything's real on the whole thing, Luke. I think it's just made up stuff. If you want to live in that reality, if your perception that's a real.
The
there you go. Nothing's real, Luke. Not even me.
Oh,
we're just doing a TV show, and Rob has been filming you your whole life, and that's why we're here tonight, to expose that to you, just like the Truman Show.
At one point in my life, I actually believed that my entire life was just like a prank show.
Well, you know your poor sister Haley's story, don't you? Do you know what, Gretchen? Yeah. Tell Luke what, Gretchen. Oh, you know?
Do you know the alien thing?
They had... Oh, man, scared little Haley to death when she was like, what, three?
Something like that. Hey,
I can't imagine
her evil sister that he married told her that we were all aliens, right? Or that she was an alien.
Yeah, that she was an alien and her family left her here and was going to come back for her one day or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, I thought it was that they were aliens and she was going to unzip her skin. Yeah, he's right.
Oh, okay.
You're misunderstood.
Whoa. Sorry.
She'd be mad too, Gretchen, if she knew that you didn't know what she did to her.
She's yelled at me a few times on this podcast.
That's not how it goes, Ian.
By the way, if anybody needs like production work, my cousin Eddie, he fixes the internet, so and I can help you go paper loose so you can't find your papers.
That's my new joke when I talk to you. You ever use that one? They go, hey, do you have that document we sent you to sign? Oh yeah, hold on, I've gone paperless. I can't find it. I got no papers. Some people just laugh. Other people are like, what the? Paperless. You got no papers.
I get myself in trouble. We've got a lady that we do some work with, and I never realized that my sense of humor can be really dry, you know, and people don't know me. And this one lady, it's like I'll make a little joke, and she's just sitting there looking at me like,
oh my gosh, I know, I'm terrible.
Like, that's a joke. She's like,
and they still don't understand.
Because then they feel stupid.
Yeah.
I know. I saw a guy at the doctor the other day. I was over in the doctor's office, and a dude just like my twin walked in. And I watched him, and he looked weird like I am. And so I saw him, and then he comes back up, and he was – I thought I was going to have to get up. Like, I kind of get in the middle of stuff if I think somebody's, like, being rude to a woman or something, especially. And I thought this guy was really
– man, we're going to get along
dogging this lady out about some paperwork. And then I realized he was just kidding around. And, you know, I'm almost getting – got up and got shot in the face probably by a psycho man or something. But I was like, I kind of learned a lesson. Like, you know, I guess that's me. You know, it's weird when you watch yourself live in a doctor's office. So he's always trying to, what did I do today at the thrift store?
I was watching myself from across the room.
He was getting on me at the thrift store. And then I said, I'm going to get you, right? I did. And then she ran away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people do not understand me too much.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time. That's my favorite new thing.
I would say, do you really want
to
know?
I'm doing terrible. And I just keep walking. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. Can I help you find some grass seed? You ought to glean something out of this.
Oh.
Maybe a minute or two that's usable.
Oh, no, this is all going on the outtakes.
I just want to say how much podcast. I've enjoyed getting to know Rob in this weird... Yeah. I've never got to know someone I've never known on a podcast.
Really, I've never held a microphone my first time hanging out with somebody, so...
There you go.
That is weird. It's cool. This is strange.
A pink microphone.
This is the future, man.
A pink microphone, yes.
This is the world we live in with the young people and their weirdness and their pods and their castings.
The interweb net
castings.
That your cousin fixes.
What kind of, I mean, do you use like paper mache to make the cast, or is that like a...
It's a lead mold.
Lead mold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's lead's back. Everybody said it was a fad, but
remember Spinal Tap the pod when it didn't open on the bass player?
Yeah.
Like banging.
Oh, yeah. Nigel, poor
and then
Nigel.
They all got back in their pods and his like opened and he fell out, right? Was that it?
I've never seen Spinal Tap.
Are you serious? You haven't lived.
Yeah, I haven't.
We're moving right into American culture that these guys have not been a part of yet. You've probably not seen Raising Arizona.
I've seen Raising Arizona.
It's the only
and Spinal Tap.
Office Space.
I've seen Office Space. I have an Office Space T-shirt.
Come on, Raising Arizona is Nicolas Cage's only movie worth really seriously watching.
My dad,
and where he had his
movie.
Own hair. So the hair of a baboon or whatever they
sort of onto him. What are some other things that you guys probably have missed out? Grand Funk Railroad, but that's a given.
I
mean,
Iron Maiden.
The place I used to work.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Oh, heck yes.
Okay.
So they're making another one. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah, they're making
really?
Another one. Yeah, a new one.
I heard they're making a new Dumb and Dumber. I can't wait for that. I'm
most annoying sound in the world.
But I used to work at a place that actually had a red swing line stapler. And those were, that stapler was only, that's an Office Space thing. That stapler was...
Yeah, can I ask him a stapler? Stapler.
It was told I could listen to my music.
My stapler.
But they only made that color for that movie. And then after that movie, they started...
What?
They made very few red ones. Most of them were blue.
Wow.
Black.
The movie changed.
There was a red one, yeah.
I hung out one time and beat him like a drum. What's the guy's name made that movie? Judge? And also Bill Beavis and Butthead. That's my buddy Michael McDermott. I didn't even know who the guy was. I was in Austin, Texas. And I was hanging out with a bass player from the Go-Go's? No. What's the other girl band?
The Spice Girls.
I can't remember. There was three of them.
I wasn't paying attention. Can y'all repeat the last hour?
Girl bands.
I was looking up fatherhood quotes. And
so that dude, Judge, and her played me and Michael, and we beat him like a drum. And then I realized, and I'm a huge Beavis and Butthead fan, and I used to get in trouble for watching that from Jane. That was one of the fights we'd have, because I was a youth pastor watching this vile show.
Just got to keep up with culture, man, right?
And that's what I told her.
fire.
And anyway, when I found out this I was playing pool with a dude, and I didn't know anything about him. I just knew he invented Beavis and Butthead. I thought he was like the coolest guy in the world.
The bomb, but we didn't say the bomb.
I would have thrown the game. I grew up in a pool hall until my best friend burned it down.
Hey,
true story.
Liam Lynch, you ever heard that song?
No.
Okay. Is it the pool hall? Kiki.
Never
mind.
Is the queue still open out on Highland Strip? Isn't that what it was called?
I think so. Yeah.
It's where Todd Snyder used to do concerts in there while people were playing pool. A little rock history for you. By the way, Todd Snyder live in concert at the What the Folk Fest. What?
That's an awesome name for a folk festival.
That attracts all the right crowd to a folk festival, I'm sure.
That's about
hey, honey, we're going to what the folk festival? What the folk, you say? That's right.
Yeah, and if you want to laugh till you throw up, you got to go to the Todd Snyder show. Yeah,
yeah.
He is a hoot.
He's good.
Oh, y'all not ever been? Heard of him?
No, I've never been.
Yeah. He's the next John Prine, I would say, of our generation.
That's
who's
cool.
that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Crickets.
You got only a
cricket
know
sound effect.
Insert cricket
sounds.
It's funny because I started listening to John Prine because Todd Snyder said he was the greatest songwriter of all time. And I thought Todd Snyder was like the greatest intellectual, culturally relevant songwriter of all time.
Plumber / musician.
Mm-hmm.
That's about right. Are you guys on the Twitter?
What's that?
The Tweeter.
The Tweeter.
Oh, I've sent out it. Yeah, I'm on the Twitter.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to twit people.
Yeah, I think I'm up to something ridiculous, like 127,000 followers, I think. It's 127 followers, I think. And they're all marketing companies.
You don't tweet much stuff from Blue Hawk.
No, actually, I'm at Rob Rock. That's at Rob Rock. Spelled like it sounds, R-O-B-B-R-O-K-K.
Nice.
Yep. My cousin Jimmy that
fixes the internet.
He aligned up my, like on a satellite thing, my Twitter account to my MySpace page.
Ooh, that's out there.
Nice.
And his Twitter name is at Jimmy, the guy that fixes cool stuff that's internet-related technology
slash
things.
Slash tag.
Yeah, I wish I'd have thought of that. I could have been a rocker
called slash tag. Still can. You'd be culturally relevant.
Right. I'm claiming that one. I'm creating a
slash tag.
Cartoon character called Slash Tag.
Slash Tag.
He's going to be really annoying. Let me go.
Well, we figure that's if he says that if the Twitter keeps going, like, that's going to bring MySpace back up and over the top of the book face.
Really?
You know, the Timberlake.
That's what he says.
The Timberlake owns the MySpace.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's exciting. He's a Memphis boy.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I knew Timberlake was a Memphis boy. I just didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah. So MySpace is his. Mm-hmm. So we need to sign up on MySpace. Nah, forget that.
Facebook is starting to emulate MySpace.
I'll tell you
they
something.
They got that new emoticon thing. It's like, how are you feeling?
Man, you said two EM words in one sentence.
I am trying
to do that. I'm impressed.
If I can seriously talk about the Facebook phenomena.
Yeah. One, two, three,
I do have something that I think we should send to that Zuckerberger guy. And that is that this like thing, the little like button that you click on to like things, why is there not like a sad button?
Hey, today I had the thought, why is there not like a love button? You know, then you kind of got a little bit of a rating. Yeah, I hate
well,
that.
My situation
my cat
is
died.
This.
Like.
Exactly. Well, here's my situation. My friend Anna Costa, who I adore, and she was a young person in our youth ministry who is out of psychotherapy now and doing good. She is moving
to protect the guilty
to Atlanta, and she's like one of the best violin fiddle players in the city. So selfishly, we're going to miss her for that, but also just because we love her. But she puts this thing up that she got her new job, which we're thrilled about. So I kind of was like liking it because of that. But it's
wait,
like,
is it Anna the blonde?
Yeah.
Anna? Oh,
Anna
she's
Costa,
in Atlanta.
Stirring, plays yeah. in the Stirring. Oh, and so, okay. you know, people put this stuff up. Like, yeah, I ran over my cat accidentally in the driveway. Like, you know, you're, and it's like, I feel bad. Like it. You know, I like that. Wouldn't be prudent. But it's
read my
it's
lips.
Really stirred up. And it hit me like they need a sad button. I'm sad. You know, and then you could click
yeah.
like, and then the comments could be over here for the sad. Like, Anna, we're so sad that you're leaving because we're going to miss you. But look over on your like side. And I commented there that I'm so happy you're getting this great new job and a raise. So anyway, Mr. Zuckerberger, just take that advice if you're listening. And if you could, just take my son-in-law and best buddy's eye cast thing and help him get that all firmed up, you know, that the cast would firm up. Get solid so
and produce the pods
so the pods can be cast in stone.
I think so. We should just take pictures of our face with the emotion that we're feeling for that
oh,
post
that's a
good idea. And let's face cast it
yeah
post it face
like cast
that'd be like
it
Snapchat
in plaster and then take a picture of the plaster
it's like a
cast.
Snap cap
yeah and cast it.
And we can chat it, and it'll disappear after like 10 seconds. So we can say, your cat died. That's so funny. And then hopefully it's gone before they read it.
I always just take pictures of those quick erase ones, and then I put them on Instagram.
If someone's...
You
that's
can
how
do
I
that?
Get around it. Yeah, I have two phones. I have yep. one for taking pictures of the little ghosty thing, and then I quick. And the kids thinks it's gone. And then I quick Instagram it to my 127,000 buddies.
Yeah, that's what
and
it's
they
all
don't
about.
Realize what's going on stick while those people are in their yard.
Eventually, we have to end this podcast.
I think this is just a separate, ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's just a.
Yes.
Let's talk about the Purge movie. How do you feel about people being able
Myrtleized?
To just
the Hunger Games for adults.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Now?
The purge.
Have you not
heard
seen
of this?
It is
one day a year you get to go out and just
all crime
one
is
night.
legal.
Yeah,
you want to go see this, don't
so
you?
It's like a utopian society all year round, except for one night everybody gets to release their inner
because they're all pent up.
Is it all the same night, or do I get my own night to be crazy?
It's all the same night.
It must be his night.
Is it all the same night?
Well, that's not near as funny as what I was. It sounds like a real downer of a movie.
It's kind of like The Happening. You ever seen that one?
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
I've never seen that. I just watched Shyamalan.
And Zooey Deschanel's in that movie. I had no idea.
And Marky Mark.
Yeah, Marky Mark.
That's horrible. Marky Wahlberg.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's just Marky Mark.
It's just a bummer.
Come on, he's trying to leave that Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch behind him, but we know who he really is. This Wahlberg business.
Really?
Wahlberg.
That'd be a good discussion someday, is who has made... I mean, I think Justin Timberlake, hands down, is the best... what do you call it?
Post boy band.
What is there a term for this that the kids use today?
Yeah, what is that? It's not crossover, but when you leave a boy band, is it a man alone? Man or something?
There. I don't know.
I'm going to think on that and bring that back for the next podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not getting invited snap back. I'm going to snap cap that one.
Yeah. Slash tag. What boy band actor has become legit? That's a good one.
Yeah. I would say Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
What that Joey Fazone? I mean, he was on like a Can You Spell Like a Fifth Grader or something like that. Wasn't he on?
That I don't even think that was real. I think that was just a bad something that happened.
And that does happen.
Still,
that's a good one. Like, what's the worst thing you ever see somebody come to try to save their career?
That diving show by
my
far.
Stuff.
Everybody on that diving show has no career anymore. That diving show, did you see that?
Splash? Diving?
Yeah, did you see that show? Splash?
What? I saw commercials. I never actually saw it. Did it happen?
I didn't watch it.
What do you mean diving?
It was
I think there was one episode.
Really?
Like diving off a diving board?
Yeah. They would get on a high dive. They taught a bunch of washed up
celebrities
how to dive, and it was a competition show.
Yeah,
like people that are scared of diving that
you
never
know,
learned to dive.
Just
what about Bob diving?
Dancing with the Stars, but in water. Like,
yeah,
you know your so career weird. is dead when you're on Splash. When you hit Celebrity Apprentice, you're on the way down. But when you make it to Splash,
hey, here's a question: in Japan, do they have like a show with a bunch of Americans running around going? You know, they're saying like the talk. They're talking in Japanese.
I don't know if like Americans can look stupid on TV. there is a Celebrity Apprentice.
I'd like to know that.
Turtle Man.
Have man, you that's seen funny, anything those reality? Japanese wipeout shows where they're talking for them.
Yeah.
Is that not on anymore?
Yeah.
It is still.
Wipeout is.
That
Wipeout,
space,
yeah.
What was the one with the little robots with the. Remember, I tried to make you watch it? Where they watch old horror B movies, the little
Mystery
robots.
Mystery Science
Theater. Oh, Mystery Science Theater.
Oh man, I love that show.
I did too.
I could be a robot on there.
Mystery Science Theater 3000. Now that's going to be around a while. Just based on the name. Now Prince, as an artist, I don't think he was looking far enough in the future, because if he would, it'd been we were partying like 2009 or.
Here's a
2019 or something. It's more shelf life for that song.
There. Here's something right it's fresh dated, onto the Pat podcast. Justice Department dropping appeal of court order allowing minors to obtain morning after pill, emergency contraception. Edit.
We need to really get current on what do they call that? Current events. Events that are going on like
presently
now.
People cool just get the CNN update on your phones, and you guys just sit here all day as things pop up, and you just put it out there.
Yeah,
yeah.
And we call that the world's longest boringest
podcast.
That is what's
funny. I think they call that MSNBC, right?
Yeah.
That is funny. It's funny how CNN, like, who picks this for CNN? Because some days it's like somebody's dog is missing, and now they found it. You know, and then other days it's like, you know, the world is coming to an end. There's a
slow
giant
news
meteor.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tornado touchdown in the woods in South Dakota.
Yeah, they.
We have reporters stuff. Live on the scene.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on up there? Well, really nothing. Some trees fell down, but we don't know. There's still some clouds in the area.
I really don't know why you sent me here.
How many lives were
taken? I come home? I'm kind of hungry, and I
have to stay here.
How many lives were lost? We're estimating about 200, but we'll have that update in a few minutes. Okay, this is Jen. No one died in it. There was an old Volkswagen that rolled. That's real.
There's a pothead inside who's still sleeping.
It is funny. I guess it's whoever came in that day to do the...
Yeah, it's the producers. It's a producers.
Earl. Yeah.
Yeah. Get Earl out of the booth.
Earl's putting out about the dogs again.
Switch to camera four. Switch to camera four.
Landed on Mars. Like, you need to curb your dog. CNN News update.
It's like the Brian Regan. Well, I'll turn back to the station that cares. This guy's snarky.
This guy's snarky.
Brian Regan. The station that cares. So where are the other guys? Yeah. Traffic back up on I-40, but I don't go home that way. I don't care. Oh, this guy's snarky.
Turn back to your channel that cares.
That's funny. That's good.
Or how about the guy? I heard a guy the other day talking about Folgers, you know. Yeah, what's that guy's name? He's so funny. And he said Folgers. You know, he goes, you ever listen to that commercial really close? The best part of waking up, you know, is Folgers in your cup. And he's like, is that really the best part of your life, waking up? Because, man, that is sad. And he's like, I thought it'd be like, you know, your family, seeing your kids in the morning. But no, it's the best part. The only reason that you're waking up today.
That's all I've got.
Is for Folgers. Man, that's a powerful cup of coffee.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's the best part of waking up, man. Folgers. And I, you know what's great? My most treasured cup at home is my Folgers. I found it at a thrift store. It's a Folgers coffee cup like you see on the old TV. Remember the old TV spots?
Yeah.
No. No, I don't like the one Mom made.
What has that woman ever done for me?
It tastes, my coffee tastes funny in it.
What? I've got a pain in my neck. What's in this?
Lois, I'm choking on your love.
Lois. That is,
well,
not,
that
my,
is
Batman
not my
cup.
Batman cup.
That's a wrap. Can I go eat something now?
Yeah. Oh, we still got to make the pizzas, huh?
Oh, no, I'm good.
You good?
We're going to go find somewhere that Junior wants to eat on the way home. Are you kidding me?
Can we just leave
Listen,
the mics?
Luke,
can we wrap
here's
them
around? Why,
just wrap them.
Here's why we're not eating here. Let me tell you, because I'm old and I know better.
Slightly incontinent.
I didn't want to tell everyone that I've crapped my pants. And nobody wants to eat pizza with a man who's crapped his pants.
Tell
about today. I never got to talk to you about that. We're in line here. Tell them, Luke. We're in line at the thrift store. Remember, I caught wind of that. That old lady that was negotiating. She needed to get on out the door, man. What happened, Luke? What'd you say? I almost lost it. What did you say? Yeah, you weren't that quiet. Yeah, what did you say, though? It made me laugh.
So this lady was in front of us, the thrift store, and they were like, it was like, felt like I was at a pawn shop because she kept like, you ever watched Pawn Stars?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where they like do all that like.
Happy to hear what that was worth. Did you see her?
Yeah, they do all that like, all, like, I'll go 150 and.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were doing that deal.
Negotiating.
Yeah, negotiating. And then I just smelled something foul. And then I just looked at her and she looked.
You said that lady.
I think that lady just ripped one. No, that's what I said.
Kid term. Slash tagged. She just slash tagged.
She just slash tagged
my pants.
Well, hey,
and
Ben.
The lady took like 20 minutes to...
Hey, you know what this lady did?
They're still talking about the lady who crapped her pants.
Wrong. This is like for Bibles for China thrift shop or something. And her little freaky son were there. And like once they got the deal done, she rubbed her nose in it. This is like some lady who's there trying to help people. And this old lady and her son like, yeah, that's worth like $500 on the street. And the lady's like, why are you, you know, after she got her down to the price. I think so.
She must be an atheist.
I think so.
I hate atheists. About...
I don't believe in atheists.
But I'm all for
I don't believe they exist.
Tolerance and diversity.
I'm
going to
use that. That's good.
Yeah.
If I can use slash tag and that.
Hashtag
I just
slash
couldn't
tag.
I need a mashup.
Hashtag
just,
slash
tag. Is that what they do? They go around to thrift stores and just...
I'm going
to
rip
they want to lower people. They
is
just
that a 68 Gibson Les Paul Gold Top?
You idiot. Think of all the kids you could have saved. Because you don't know how to negotiate. You're an idiot.
That's what he was saying to this lady. Or they were saying.
They were like, we got you and the kids.
Hey, there's a reality show because all we need are some characters and Bibles for China missions.
Man, I think a thrift shop reality show would be off the hook.
Man, that'd be crazy.
Memphis thrift shop.
Think of all the blue-haired ladies that would come in there. They're just over the top.
Yeah.
And bargain hunting.
I think that
looking
would make,
for yellow sheer. Yeah.
I'm
scarves.
In on that.
I think that would make it awesome.
The one I've been wanting to do for years is to do a little indie film called Roadies and just do the local 69 if they're still around. I don't know. I think they've been run off by all the little private corporate labor teams. But, man, I used to work with those guys. You ever work with the local 69 guys? Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. That is a reality show. Because they know everything about everything, all the way back to Elvis.
These are concert roadies.
They don't
I actually knew some.
Yeah,
some.
We probably know the same people, man. Yeah. But man, I've heard and seen it all with those people. And,
well, this guy told me if I gave him $150, now I'm like 13. Give me $150, and I'll steal a guitar from whoever you want. They come to Memphis.
See, that's great stuff, man.
I gave him $300.
Yeah. Steal them all.
I have Eric Clapton's guitar and Paul Stanley's guitar in my closet. I wish that were true, kind of.
Well, see, those guys have no dog in the fight. Like, they're going to get the work either way, so they don't care if they. And they'll tell the good and the bad. I mean, they will tell you stories about, you know, Elton John and. I heard all the ones, Steven Tyler. Steven Tyler, by the way, I asked him this, who is the most beloved, most upright, most appreciative, most charming, most nice to you roadies person that comes through here or has ever come through? All of them, Steven Tyler. Right up.
That's awesome.
Top of the list.
That's pretty cool.
Well, yeah. You know. He's a businessman.
He didn't realize who they were. Oh, what do y'all do, dude?
I love you.
Am I one of you or are you one of me?
Are we the same? We are one.
It's coming together. He said he would go over to the rendezvous himself and bring them all back every time he played and eat ribs with them. And then before he went on stage, they said he would always just come and high five them or whatever, all of them before he went out. Thank him.
Steven Tyler, have you seen him? I don't think he's ever eaten a rib in his life.
No.
Yeah.
That's a bean pole, man.
I can't picture that.
I think he eats cigarettes or something.
He is one skinny dude, isn't he?
Yeah, man.
Sounds like he eats.
And I loved him on American Idol. I watched him just for the fashion. Because as soon as Golden Girls goes off, I could flip it to American Idol and see like the same clothes and stuff. Yeah. See that nothing's really changed. I think he is a Golden Girl.
The scarf collection's amazing. Yeah.
Animal prints.
The only guy skinnier I've ever seen, but he's not as skinny now, I don't think. What's the guy's name from Black Crowes? Chris.
Robinson.
Yeah, that dude.
Oh, man, he's scary.
He used to wear those little jeans, and it was like literally like.
Toothpick legs.
He looks like someone's sleeve he's got on, you know. That dude's skinny.
Yeah. That's nuts.
Yeah.
You don't know who we're talking about, do you? Black Crowes. No. It's an American rock blues influenced band. Yeah.
Luther Dickinson from Memphis.
I know who Black Crowes are. I knew the name. I didn't even know the music.
Jealous again. And then he sang that, my favorite line. From she talks to angels. She'll say she's an orphan while she introduces you to her family.
It's a real lyric. I think she was crazy, but I'm thinking the songwriter was crazy.
She said, I'm an orphan, and then she introduced you to her family.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's called a paradox.
Oh.
An oxymoron.
Paradox.
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 Look at them ducks over there.
MR not ducks.
MR ducks.
MR not ducks.
Look at them bunch of cows over there. You know that one?
What just happened?
Look at that bunch of cows over there. Not bunch, herd. Herd of what? Herd of cows. Sure, herd of cows. No, cow herd. I don't care if the cow herd. I didn't say I'd be ashamed of. You never heard that one?
We have now.
8 times a day. Can you do it? Look at them bunch of cows over there. My friend, you're supposed to do it with me, Laurel and Hardy. You said you could do it. Oh, son, I'm so embarrassed.
You're
going
to have to move up
to
9 times a day so your kid catches on.
I know. I thought we used to practice it. Yeah, we do it on road trips.
You got to do something to stay awake.
These are father tips. I guess we're back to that. Like, okay, when they say how long, what do I say when it's how much longer? And I say.
Wait, what was that saying in the mic?
That's what you tell your kids on road trips or in the fan, whichever one. They say, how much longer? And I go, it won't be much longer now, said the monkey when he put his tail in the fan.
My dad always just said 5 minutes, no matter how much longer we had.
All right, guys.
Yeah, 5 minutes. All right, Ben.
I got to go eat. Do we have Tyrannosaurus Tourette syndrome. If I don't eat, I start cussing and carrying on.
Hey, Ben, do we have a Twitter?
We do have a Twitter.
What is it?
At Poser Podcast.
Do we have a Facebook page?
We do.
What is it?
Facebook.com/Poser Podcast.
Do we have an Instagram?
We do.
What is it?
At Poser Podcast.
We have a YouTube channel.
We do.
What is it?
It's YouTube.com/Poser Podcast. What's our phone number?
3.
I think there's a 3 in there somewhere.
There is. No, there's not. There's just a bunch of 2s. It's 901-290-2212. If you want to call us and give some feedback, topic ideas, or something like that.
Book a venue or something.
Yeah. Huh? What's the number? You going to call me right now?
Not sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. It's 901-290-2212.
And I'd like to ask everyone to visit my Facebook page at facebook.com/index.php5/#134xq-3l4/.front/
Yes, it does.
All right.
All right. When this comes out, we would have already done what we're going to do on Friday.
Yeah. Well, I find that fascinating because when we hear this, we will be talking about other things, and this will have happened in the past. So when we're talking, we really should be pretending today is Monday the 17th or something.
Yeah, so all that stuff we said is not true anymore.
It's old. It's ancient.
Bygone.
Oh, and, hey, but it's convenient that Darren is here.
And if my Uncle Jimmy's listening, not the one that fixes the internet, but the other guy, I just want you to know that I went to Bible school and I heard and I read the Bible, and them stories you told me aren't in there.
Hey, Darren, next year there's going to be this thing called One Fest, right?
We are praying to that end.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Lord willing.
So if you're praying to that end, that means there won't be a Two Fest?
No. That's a good idea. Each year we should just call it the next number. 3 Fest, 4 Fest, 5 Fest.
Eventually you'd run out. Wait a second. You'd never run out.
Infinity Fest.
What? Mm-hmm. Infofest.
How about 70 times 7 Fest?
That's a little
long. Catchy.
little mouthy.
It'd be a good domain name. Yeah, it's a 70, the word with an X, and then the number 7.
You know, I used to try to figure that out as a kid. Like, I can eventually not forgive that person. I was trying to do the math and all. Then I went to Bible school and realized I was taught that that was the highest number of the time, which really meant infinity times infinity. Did y'all know this?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I guess it's true. That's what they told me at the Bible school, but who's watching them? Who are these experts, these Bible experts? Who are they?
Hey,
that's a good podcast.
We've been announcing, we've been announcing One Fest on every podcast to get people fired up about it.
Well, I'm here to announce officially that it is canceled.
Awesome.
But yes. Now it's back on. Isn't that exciting? Their hearts canceled. Their hearts sunk.
That's canceled.
Now it's back on. That's how you enjoy called that shock power. Marketing. Shock.
Can you tell folks a little bit about it, about what it is?
Man, I'd love to.
Perfect.
We did it in 2001 out at Shelby Farms. I still own $20,000 in classic One Fest t-shirts. If anyone's interested, just log on to www.shirtsintheattic.com. And seriously, though, we had an incredible thing happen. I guess, how many years has that been now? 12?
I was there.
15? Were you really?
I was there.
What were you doing? Was. Wandering about?
Well, I was carrying Chris with me one day and then Michael the next day. And Chris said, ooh, I want to go see that band. And it's back when Screamo was kind of first getting going. And it's like, it sounded like it was rocking. And as we got about 100 feet from the stage, the guy went,
oh, that
and Chris
was a
started crying.
Sacrifice. Yeah, those guys are scary.
I was like, okay, we'll leave. I thought this was Christian. But.
Yeah, we were a little bit ahead of our time. Of course, that band only sings scripture, which I wish more bands did that.
You just
but
can't
we
understand
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did penetrate our minds and our hearts.
Yeah.
Deep
and our
into
shorts.
The core. Yeah. That was good.
That was
our
good.
Shorts. Yeah, it's funny because the news did, they jumped all over that kind of stuff. Is this Christian? We're like, couldn't y'all just say something nice?
And, no, I think it was definitely Christian. You could see it in just the people that were there. I was there and only gotten like 3 fist fights. So that's pretty good for me.
Yeah. But anyway, the.
I was a brawler.
Hey, everybody, we're having a One Festival. Anyway, the mission of that festival, which we will aspire for to continue to be and plan for it to be, is to trick young people into coming out and whoever else wants to come to hear some great music and to see some great art. Whatever kind of art we can get a hold of.
Art who?
Artichokes, $3-4. In the hopes that they'd be stirred to do something in their world, in their community.
Yeah.
And we were blessed to have just about every mission agency that's out there at the first One Fest and some of the greatest speakers of that time. Clive Calver from International Justice Mission and Dr. Perkins, who many of us know from down in Mississippi, who served on Ronald Reagan's cabinet and is just a hero of mine, and just a bunch of other great speakers. Mike Iaconelli, God rest his soul, was there. And just a myriad of people. I would love to have. I'm hoping my buddy Henry Wong will Huang. He spells it H-U-A-N-G. So I always have to.
It's so crazy.
Huang. His name's Wong. Wong is white. White is Wong. And Henry is now with the Seed Company with Wycliffe Bible Translators, and he is also a hero of mine and one of my good buddies. So hopefully we can sucker him into coming back, and y'all can hang out with Henry. He is brilliant. He's a guy that was studying sociology at University of Chicago getting ready to do his PhD. Well, he'd already done it all, was getting ready to graduate, and just realized he wasn't where God wanted him to be, which freaked his parents out when he quit.
Man, that sucks.
University
when that
of Chicago
happens.
Left his work behind and joined Jesus People USA, which is a communal church in Chicago that has a shared purse. And then he started managing Resurrection Band. Some of us enjoy.
Res Band.
And then started Cornerstone Festival and ran that for 17 years. So, till he got suckered into coming here and starting One Fest. So, we got to get Henry back. Let's start a campaign. Put it on the Twitter.
/ Henry back.
Yeah. / Very good. So, anyway, we hope you'll support One Festival. I know these young fellers are excited about it here, and that is very encouraging. I think Ian was, what, 10, did you tell me, or something?
I think I was.
Well, still pooping yell in his diaper.
What, it was 2001?
2001.
Can you do math?
Hey.
I can't.
No, I was homeschooled.
He got that
homeschooled.
Trailer park math. He's got to look at his belt buckle just to spell his name.
Bob. It reads... Reads both ways.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I guess we should be done because now I'm going to be late for practice.
Yep.
I just remembered I have practice.
Well, we can cut off all that fatherhood talk in the front and then just go with a real solid podcast from about. Yeah.
Holy cow, they're going to use this against us someday, Rob.
Oh, well, guys. Don't stare at the potato. Don't stare at the potato.
All right. Keep up the great work.